Ja, zdaj ne vem, kako ste danes, kako smo, kakšni postavitvi smo. Jaz moram takoj povedati, da ta predmet imam najavljene študente iz tujine, ki jih tukaj ni videti. Ta trenutek, ne? Dve punci iz Španije in enega Turka. Naj bi imeli pa teh predavenih. Tako da, jaz sem si na urniku, sem si pa urnikar si rezerviral 4 ure, s tem, da tisto dodatno uro nisem plačen. Ne mislim, da jaz kaj zaslužim zaradi tega. Da to počnem zato, da bi kaj zaslužil. To treba takoj povedati, ker novinari, če ne me bojo takoj obtožili korupcije tukaj. Ne? Da sem jaz kaj robil na pravo. Bom poskušal imeti, kadar bojo te študente prisotni, danes verjetno nima smisla, ker jih ni. Ne? Bom poskušal imeti predavanja dvojezična, se pravi povedati v slovenščini, povedati v angleščini, itak formule so mednarodne, računski izrazi so mednarodni in risbice so tudi, jih ni treba prevajati na tabli, tako da jaz to enkrat rišem. Zdaj, če se te študente pojavijo, kaj iz tega sledi, jaz v 45 minutah ne moram narediti, kar sem prej napravil v 45 minutah. Ne? Tako da bomo, jaz sem računal, da bi imeli po 1 uro skupaj, pa 4 ure odmora, pa 1 uro skupaj, pa 4 ure odmora. V 1 uri jaz upam, da, da mi uspe to povedati na risoce, vse, pa povedati, povedati stvari v slovenščini in v angleščini krati. Ne? Žal, gledajte, položaj je tak, jaz ne morem tega drugače izvoziti tukaj. Ne? Una dva naša fizika sta prišla. Aha, fizika sta tam, dobro, dobro. Fizika bo sta godrnjala, protestirala, kaj spišem po tabli, kaj nisem zelo natančen za nje, ne? Tako da, to moramo vedeti. Vse o tem predmetu je, za, dobro, tiste, ki me napoznaste še, ne? Je na našem strežniku antena.fe.uni-lj.si. Moj direktor je tisti literatura, kjer je v glavnem tisto se pravi, kar jaz počnem snov predaven. Vaje so tudi drugi direktori na antena.fe.uni-lj.si so navodila za laboratorijske vaje, kako bomo delali. Tudi laboratorijske vaje obnavljamo, sva se lotila z laborantom Simonom Richtec, sva 2 meseca zdaj rihtala vaje in po 2 mesecih se mi je Simon razsul z biciklem in je polomljen, da ne more v službo prijeti, ključni so se slabo. Tako da, zdaj sem še brez laboranta, ne? Bomo poskušali zvoziti tudi tu, s tem, da vaje obnavljamo, da bi imeli en malček posodobljene, obnovljene vaje, tako da te stvari grejo naprej. Ne? Zdaj, ker je tu bolonjski študij in kad dobim študente iz vseh vetrov, niste samo dobro. Timotej vem, da je bil na elektrodinamiki, ja spomnim. Ne? Samo te drugi niste bili vsi na elektrodinamiki, bomo te prvo uro, te prvi dan za danes, bomo naredili ponovitev in tukaj mi je žal, da tu je študentov ni, ne? Bomo naredili ponovitev elektrodinamike in ponovitev simbolov, ki jih mi uporabljamo in zapisov, ki jih mi uporabljamo, kako te stvari počnemo, kako te stvari pišemo na tablo. Ne? Tudi prvi cikl vaj, skušen, če bi mi uspelo prvi cikl vaj spraviti že sredina naslednjega tedna, sam je treba nekaj še urnikov uskladiti. Prvi cikl vaj je ponovitev vsaj osnovnih stvari z elektrodinamike, se pravi, na tisti cikl vaj ne pride se tisti, ki ste že bili na elektrodinamiki. Ne? Pač pa za vse te druge vsaj da en mal z inštrumenti se spoznate, z laboratorijem se spoznate, da vidite te stvari za vse te ljudi, ki niso imeli elektrodinamike, da spravim stvari skupaj približno na isto raven, da vas vse spravim. Ne? No, danes moram ponoviti en malček take osnove, kako mi pišemo stvari, kaj mi računamo. Ne? Se pravi, antene, ki je, skajajo z elektrodinamike ven, tukaj rabimo računati, ne? In računamo z veličinami, ne? Naše veličine. Vse veličine imajo merske enote, jasno. Jaz dosti krat, ja, še to sem pozabil povedati, ne, kako je izpit, kako poteka pri tem predmetu, prek celotnem razlagatelji, ne. Izpit pri tem predmetu, jaz se vam tako stvari urejene, da je polovica ocene so laboratorijske vaje, polovica ocene so predavane. Obede oceni možete biti vsaka zase pozitivna. Za laboratorijske vaje vas bo ocenil asistent, koliko ste kaj delili, kakvi ste mu kaj naredili na vaje, koliko ste počili. Laboratorijske vaje, tu skušam posodobiti v temu, prejšnje leta smo imeli, da je asistent vaje že pripravil, pa so študente samo nekaj merili in prepisovali na goro številk in nazadnje niso vedeli, kaj počnejo tam. Letos skušam narediti tako, da bi študente skupaj z asistentom vaje postavili, nekaj manj izmerili, kakšno stvar manj izmerili, kakšno meritev manj, nikakor ne prepisovati gore številke, smo spravili na računalnik, da prepiše gore številke, skušamo spraviti gore. Pač pa, da vajo razume, se pravi, da vajo postaviti, da študente sodelujejo pri postavljeno vaj. Na tak način, da bi naredili vaje letos. Za predavanja imam jaz zelo preprost sistem in sicer sem se tu sposobil za osnovne šole, pišemo tihe vaje, ne? Ne me vprašati, kdaj je tih, se piše tiha vaja, ker jaz tega ne vem. Jaz se tukaj, nekrat se pojavim skupom papirja, razdelim teste v pol in ABCD piše se, ne? In vseh tistih vaj, tistih tihih vaj, ki jih zberem skupaj, dobimo ceno ven, ne? Najbolj preprosto, ne? Samo, mora se pa znati vsak dan, ne? Vsak dan je treba znati, kar imam tukaj, ne? Vse sem se zlagam pred tablo, ne? No in na tihih vajah, jaz dosti krat, ker sem toliko šlekt, ne? Napišem vprašanje, ki ima ABCD štiri enake številke, ampak vsaka številka ima kakšno mersko enoto zraven. Ker najbolj važna stvar pri nalogi je, da veste kakšno mersko enoto. Kakšna številka, da se podsvazimo. Če ste mersko enoto zadeli, že dosti veste, za kakšno nalogo gre. Se pravi, meni največja vrednost predstavljanja, da veste, za kakšno mersko enoto gre. Zdaj, naše mersko enote bodo tudi take inženirske mersko enote, ne? Se pravi, v razponu od 10 na minus 600 do 10 na plus 600. Neko kar pri fiziki. Fiziki imajo, fizikov nič ne boli, če 10 na minus 24 ali pa 10 na plus 24. Mi inženjeri več kot kar plus minus 10 na minus 6, plus 600, minus 600, kot tu nahremo. Tako da tukaj smo malo drhačni od fiziko. Ne? Ampak, razen tega, da imamo mirske enote, jaz imam lahko skalarne veličine, no, na čast fizike, rečemo masa, ne, je lahko skalarna veličina pišena. In imam lahko vektorske veličine. To so naše varčevalne luči tukaj, ne, ki se pa ugasne, ne, prav.
Treba nekaj. Če mi uspe kaj držati.
Vektorske veličine, naprimer sila, jaz za tablo nimam masnih črk, ne moram pisati masnih črk. Zaradi tega vektorske veličine pišemo z tako polovično puščico gor na vrhu, ne?
Ne vem, kako ste na drugih šolah to počeli, ne?
Vektorska veličina jasno ima poleg velikosti same, je treba povedati tudi smer, in smer je odvisna od tega, kakšen koordinaten sistem bi rabili. No, ampak za nas pogovarjamo se o treh dimenzijah. Ne? Se pravi, ne gremo. Dve dimenzije sta za nas premalo, za električne naloge iz sevanja, dve dimenzije sta premalo. Štir dimenzije, ne vem, kaj bi točno počel, tako tri dimenzije so to prava stvar za nas. Ne? No, zdaj, iz naših fizikalnih nalog izhaja tudi kakšne računske operacije bomo delili. So, are two students from Spain came here. Maybe you can sit somewhat closer so that you see something on the bottom. So, to the repeat in English, today we are going to repeat the course of electrodynamics and the various notations we are going to use here. So, the quantities we are talking about, every quantity we have has some units. So on the test, when I ask you on the exam, the most important is the measurement unit, not the number. I want to put you the test. Frequently I do this on the test. A, B, C, D. Four figures all the same, but the measurement units are different. The first thing to know is the measurement unit. Our quantities may be scalars or vectors. Scalars like mass, we just write a letter. On my board here I do not have bold letters. My font, my pen will not allow me to do that. But we mark vector quantities with half an arrow, such a half arrow on top of the vector. This. And vectors, calculations with vectors, with electromagnetics, what we need for antennas, we need three dimensions. Two dimensions are not enough to describe antennas. We do not need four dimensions, at least for now. So three dimensions are preferred. I will keep the course bilingual. That's the reason why we'll have 1 hour lecture, 15 minutes break. 1 hour lecture, 15 minutes break. I hope to be able to tell everything in this hour. All lectures are recorded, both on my dictaphone and on the camera, and on YouTube the lectures will be made available. With zdaj z mestskimi našimi fizikalnimi veličinami moramo računati, ne? Z navadnimi fizikalnimi veličinami so računi preprosti. No, fizika zahteva svoje stvari, rečemo z vektori, zahteva določene vrste računov. In to zahteva od matematikov, da se tak račun izmislijo. Ne? No, in tak račun je, ki ga zahtevamo, je skalarni produkt. Skalarni produkt, kaj je tu? Recimo, če jaz hočem zračunati opravljeno delo, ne? Delo je sila skalarno pomnožena z potjo. So, making computations with scalar quantities is simple. With vector quantities, physical problems require some kind of computation. One such computation is scalar product or dot product, usually called in English. Dot product, for instance, the work done is the force, dot product, the path that's been done. So this is actually, we can write this as length of the vector, that's an absolute value, the size, the magnitude of the force, the length, the magnitude of length, times cosine, the angle between the two quantities. Se pravi, skalaren produkt je velikost prvega vektorja, velikost drugega vektorja, krat kot med njima. Ne? Če bo tu vektor sile, če bo tu vektor poti in vmes tale vmesni kot. Ne? So the scalar product is defined as size of one vector, length of the other, length of one vector, length of the other vectors, times the cosine of the angle between the two vectors. And this comes out from the physical problem. To pride iz fizikalne naloge, primer, fizika to zahteva, ne? Da znamo to računati. Now, if in physical problems, it's very difficult. If the problem is simple, it's simple to find the angle, the vectors, and so on. If the problem gets complicated, if you have many quantities, it's difficult to compute actually a scalar product. Se pravi, težko skalarno produkt, dokjer imamo malo veličin, dokjer je to osnovna šolska naloga, takrat ni treba, da ni neč vemo, kako se skalarno produkt računa. Pogledamo, kako postojijo vektori, aha, in tisti kot vektor. Če ima naloga dosti računanja zadnje, dosti različnih veličin, je takšno računanje skalarnega produkta silno dobro. Fizika jasno zahteva tudi kakšno drugo nalogo. Vse naloge, ki imajo opravka z vrtenjem, rabijo vektorski produkt. Kakšna računska operacija je tu? Vektorski produkt nam da en vektor, na primer, če imamo eno os vrtenja, imamo iz koordinatnega izhodišča en radij vektor in radi bi vedeli, z kakšno hitrostjo v se vrti tale točka tukaj. Kako to dobimo? Vektor krožne frekvence ga postavimo v smeri osi vrtenja in vektor krožne frekvence omega in hitrost vrtenja v je zdaj tukaj, hitrost, katero se točka premika, je omega vektorsko r. Ne? No, ni tu vektorski produkt, ni samo vezan mehaniko. Ne? Kjerkoli imamo opravka z vrtenjem in vse naloge, kjer so magnetne veličine zdrave, da se sigurno kaj vrti. Ne? Tako da tam pride vektorski produkt. Noter, ne? So the other quantity we have to the other operation we have to perform with vectors in physical problems is vector product or cross product. We need the cross product in all problems that include rotation. This may be mechanical problems, like if we have an axis of rotation, we put the angular velocity vector omega in the direction of the axis of rotation. We have the radius vector, the position of our point, and to compute the velocity of this point, the velocity of this point is angular velocity vector cross product radius vector. This is, comes from the physical problems. We have to do these things frequently in problems that include rotation, but rotation is always involved if we have magnetic fields. So also in electromagnetics, cross product is something we will have frequently to compute. What is the definition of the cross product? The size of the velocity, the length of the velocity vector, is the length of the first vector, the angular velocity, the length of the radius vector, the second vector, times the sine of the angle in between them. So this is the angle, separate. Velikost vektorskega produkta je velikost prvega vektorja, velikost drugega vektorja, sinus vmesnega kota. In še nekaj treba vedeti, da ta vektor v bo pravokoten in na os vrtenja, se pravi in na vektor omega, in vektor v bo tudi pravokoten na radij vektor. The other property of the cross product is that the result is perpendicular both to the vector of the angular velocity and to the radius vector. To both vectors have to be perpendicular to both. Orthogonal to both vectors. Vektorski produkt, vidite, tukaj se začnejo že stvari megliti, ne? Tu zdaj bo ena komplicirana računska operacija. In tudi, če imate tako nalogo do osnovnošolske fizike, je težko pogruntati, kam gre, ne? Kam kažete. Se pravi, že eno vprašanje je, zakaj ne bi bil vektor v sem, minus v, ne? So, the cross product has this problem. What is the sign of the result? Is it positive or negative? Both things satisfy all conditions. They are both orthogonal to the to the two vectors, and both are this size here. They both correspond what we ask here. We have to introduce something new. Neke nova se moramo zmisliti, da se bomo zmenili. Da se bomo pogruntali, kam kaže ta radij vektor. Kar je bilo treba, recimo, to os vrtenja bi bilo treba boljše definirati, v katero smer se vrti. Ne? Ja, no, se tu imamo s smerjem vektorjem omega tukaj povedano, kam se vrti, ampak nekaj manjka še tukaj. Manjka desnoročna pravila. manjka pravilo desne roke, se pravi, kde se vrti kakor desni vjak se skupaj. Vektor omega kaže v tisti smeri, kamer če bi jaz vrtel, desni vjak bi potoval. Ne? To je tisti podatek, ki nam še manjka zraven. Ne? So, what we actually need is, we need a rule how to find the sign of the cross product. And the rule is called the right-handed rule. Right-hand rule. So we have, if we have a right-handed screw, if I turn this screw, the screw will move in the direction of the vector omega. All these computations are getting complex. The cross product is a typical example of something we really badly need in physics to solve physical problems. And it's difficult even to imagine this thing. Imagine now that we have a complex problem and this is just part of the problem. To imagine all the things, where do they fit? So, to make things simpler, we need a coordinate system. Se pravi, da bi si poenostavili življenje tukaj, uvedemo koordinatni sistem. In kaj zahtevamo od koordinatnega sistema? Kaj zahtevamo? Dobro, zahtevamo, da so tri dimenzije. Zahtevamo, da je pravokoten. Zahtevamo, da je desnoročen. In order to simplify our computations, we need a coordinate system. What do we ask from a coordinate system? We ask actually three things. We ask to be three-dimensional coordinate systems may have an arbitrary number of dimensions. They have to be rectangular. If the coordinate system is rectangular, computations become simple. And they have to be right-handed so that we don't always have to think about the right screw, the right-handed screw turning somewhere. We just use the correct coordinate system and everything else is written down on a piece of paper sheet. It's not that necessary to think about all of each time about this screw. And the najbolj preprost, are you able to follow what I'm talking about? Se da slediti tukaj, pa ste znoreli z mojim dvojezičnim predavanjem. It is not easy to bring many different people with different background to the same level. That's what I'm trying to do today. So, the simplest coordinate system is the Cartesian coordinate system. Kartezični koordinatni sistem je zagotovo te najbolj preprost in v karteziškem koordinatnem sistemu si lahko ogledamo stvari, kako se jih da zapisati, kako se jih da računati. Ne? Kartezični koordinatni sistem ima ravne in pravokotne koordinatne osi med sabo. Ne? Ponavadi pišemo x, y in z, se držimo istih črk, zato ker bomo imeli še ful drugih koordinatnih sistemov, bomo imeli prav praznini, tako da tukaj moramo biti malo previdni s črkami. Vse koordinate karteziškega koordinatnega sistema x, y in z imajo merske enote metri. Jaz sem alergičen na merske enote. Ne? Če ni merskih enot, je naloga napačna. Vse te stvari lahko grejo v razponu od manj neskončno do in neskončno, ne? So the Cartesian coordinate system has straight coordinate lines with, compared to curvilinear coordinate system that have curved coordinates. All three coordinates in this 3D Cartesian coordinate system are their units are meters or other units of measurement. Americans may have inches. And all may span from minus infinity to plus infinity. All three coordinates. Točka v karteziščnem koordinatnem sistemu, ne? Ima torej tri koordinate, tako, ne? X je ta razdalja tukaj. Y. Tukaj je za ne, to je točka, recimo, X, Y, Z, ne? Se pravi, a point in space in a Cartesian coordinate system has three very simple coordinates. V vsaki točki prostora prepišemo, si zapišemo lahko smerne vektorje. Smerni vektori so vektori enotne dolžine. Jih pišemo kakor ena x, ena y in ena z. Ne? Se pravi, smerne vektorje pišemo, kaže v smeri koordinatnih osi, kamer določena koordinata narašča, v tisto smer kaže. Pišemo jih kot številka 1 in indeks, za katero koordinato gre. Za razliko od matematikov, v matematiki piše IJK, ne? IJK, ja, hvala lepa, v katerem ste črk zadosti, nam črk zmanjka. Ne sad da nam črk zmanjka, mi bomo imeli več različnih koordinatnih sistemov krati prisotnih v isti nalogi. In takrat si ne moramo prvoščiti razkošja črk, kot pri matematiki. So with a coordinate system, something that comes together, are unit vectors. Unit vectors point in the direction of increasing coordinates. So the unit vector 1x is pointing in the coordinate axis x. The unit vector 1y is pointing in coordinate y. The unit vector 1z is pointing in the direction where the coordinate z is increasing.
Če mi bo uspelo, prihajte loči.
Jaz sem kako ga prepričal, da se ne bo ugasnil čez 5 minut. Pa ne ste sveče. Ste upaste videti celih na tablo. So, the way we write unit vectors is we write the number 1 followed by the index of the coordinate. So we don't write like mathematicians I, j, k for the unit vectors. Mathematicians usually write it that way. Or some other notation. We write actually number 1 and the index of the coordinate because we may have in a single problem we have more than one coordinate system. And we do not have enough letters available to have
for every unit vector just. Kako zdaj definiramo pravokotnost? Pravokotnost definiramo na ta način, da dva različna smerna vektorja, njun skalarni produkt je vedno enak nič. So, orthogonality is defined as if we multiply, make a scalar product of two different unit vectors, their scalar product is always zero. Of course, a scalar product of a unit vector with itself is one. At least as long as we have real vector. When we get to complex vector and with polarization we will have complex vectors, vectors with antennas, then this will be something somewhat more complicated. Se pravi, ker bomo prišli do polarizacije, taka stvar ne bo vrtežala, ker tam postanjajo smerni vektori kompleksni in tam bomo morali še malo drhaši, še malo popraviti naš račun. Zaenkrat pa smernik sam s sabo pomnoženje. Ena skalarna produkt, dva različna smernika, če sta pravokotna med sabo produkt. The right hand rule, how do we get? The right hand rule says that the first unit vector times the second unit vector is the third unit vector. So it is very important to write our coordinates always in the same order. X, Y, Z, not Y, X, Z. Because if we write Y, X, Z, we break the right-hand rule. We have to write the coordinates always in the same order as we defined this thing right at the beginning. Se pravi, če hočemo, da se desnoročnost ohranja, moramo paziti, kako pišemo koordinate. Da pišemo koordinate zmerem v istem vrstnem redu. Ne? V kartezijskem koordinatnem sistemu, če imamo dve točke, recimo imamo tukaj točko črtica, od x črtica, y črtica. So if we have another point, at x prime, y prime, z prime, the distance between these two points is very simple Pythagora theorem, so x minus x prime squared plus y minus y prime squared plus z plus minus z prime squared. Se pravi, Pythagorov izrek preprosto, da zračunamo razdalja med dvema točkama. U kartezičnih koordinatah so te stvari preproste, ne? When we have a coordinate system, it's very simple to get components of a vector. Se pravi, v koordinatnem sistemu, ki ustreza tridimenzijski pravokotni, I mean orthogonal, it's very simple to get the components of a vector. So, to get the x, the y, and the z component of a vector is simply this vector, force, dot, one x, unit vector in this direction, one x, one y, one z. Se pravi, skalarni produkti z smerniki nam dajo preprosto komponente vektora. Tu gre samo v pravokotnem sistemu. Če osi niso pravokotne, med sabo to ne drži. This same computation also applies to the dot product. So the dot product we had to compute for our physical problem, F force dot path, is simply Fx as x plus Fy as y plus Fz as z. Se pravi, skalaran produkt lahko zelo preprosto zračunamo v pravokotnem koordinatnem sistemu. Ker pravokotnem koordinatnem sistemu, prav ta pravokotnost nam pomaga, da ni vmesnih produktov tukaj vmesne. Da vsi v produkti, ki imajo različne komponente, izpadejo ven iz sistema. To nam pravokotnost omogoča. No, pravokotnost nam zelo poenostavi tudi računanje vektorskega produkta, se pravi, vektorski produkt, recimo hitrost, ker smo računali, ne? Jo pa zračunamo z determinato, kjer imamo v prvi vrstici smernike. Ena z. V drugi vrstici imam komponente prvega vektorja, se pravi, tukaj je omega x komponenta, omega y, omega z. V drugi vrstici imam komponente drugega vektorja, se pravi, x, y in z, ne, ker moj radi vektor r je ena x, x koordinata in ena y, y koordinata in ena z, z koordinata. The vector product, the cross product, is also very simple to compute in a rectangular coordinate system. We write a determinant. The first row in the determinant contains the unit vectors of the chosen coordinate system. The middle row contains the components of the first vector, and the bottom row contains the components of the second vector. This was omega times r. Because the vector r, the radius vector, is x, y, and z are its components. Tu se pravi, koordinaten sistem, vi se zdaj tukaj nam omogoča zelo preprosto računanje, ker tukaj najdete v mestni kot, pa še posebno tukaj najdete, kam bo ta vektor obrnen. Je zelo težko, si predstavljate stvari. Kada imamo enkrat koordinaten sistem, mi slepo sledimo pravilom računanja, pravilo računanja skalarnega produkta, pravilo računanja vektorskega produkta. Te stvari so vse zelo preproste za rešiti. Ne? Če imamo koordinatni sistem. So, with the coordinate system, what's the advantage now of the coordinate system? The advantage is that both dot product and cross product are very simple to calculate. There are very simple rules how to calculate this product, not having to find the angle in between the vectors, not having to find the direction of the result, the sign of the result of the cross product. All these things are very simple rules if we obey this right-handed rule right from the beginning. If we always write the coordinates in the right order, then all these things become simple. So this is the advantage of using the coordinate system. Žal, kartezičen koordinaten sistem ni primerna stvar za reševati antene. Unfortunately, the Cartesian coordinate system is not very suitable for antenna problems. There are many different coordinate systems. All of them become curvilinear. Se pravi, imamo dosti različnih koordinatnih sistemov, ampak postanejo krivočrte te koordinatne sisteme. In zdaj jaz da ne bom kompliciral, tukaj pri elektrodinamiki smo zakomplicirali z različnimi koordinatnimi sistemi, tudi na električne koordinate smo prišli, ne? So with the electrodynamic course we already worked out all different coordinate systems. We haven't used elliptical coordinates. But what we need for antennas is spherical coordinates. Pravi, za antene rabimo krogelne koordinate. No, krogelne koordinate so vam verjetno najbolj domače zemljepisa, ne? Zemljepisna dolžina, zemljepisna širina, nadmorska višina, ne? Spherical coordinates are maybe most familiar from you from geography. Longitude, latitude, and height above sea level. Tukaj mi krogelne koordinate rišemo na en mal drugačen način. Jaz bom narisal najprej kartezičen koordinatni sistem, da bom videli, kje ta krogla stoji v kartezičnih koordinatah. So to explain a new coordinate system, I always first sketch Cartesian coordinates, and then I will draw the new coordinate system. So if we have a point in 3D space, like here, točko v 3D koordinatah, v kartezičnih koordinatah ne bomo opisali zemljepisne širine, ampak bomo opisali polarno razdaljo. Polarna razdalja teta, oddaljenost od izhodišča r in Če naredim zdaj tukaj dol projekcijo, pravokotno projekcijo na ravnino XY, bom imel tukaj zemljepisno dolžino fi. In the spherical coordinate system, we have three coordinates, the distance from the origin, this is r, the polar angle theta, not the latitude, but the polar angle, this is somewhat different. The latitude would be here. If we had the latitude would be here, geographically. We use the polar angle notation, and we have the longitude, the angle phi. So our three components in a 3D coordinate system are theta and phi. Where this distance, we always take the distance from the origin positive, so we do not have negative distances. But it can go to infinity, and its units are units of length, so meters. For the angular values, so theta, the polar angle, and phi, the longitude, we will use radians, not degrees, but radians. Why? Because computations are, derivations are simpler, much simpler with radians. Se pravi, z razda oddaljenost od izhodišča vedno vzamemo pozitivno, zaokrogljene koordinate. Z kote bomo vedno uporabljali radijane, ne stopinje, zato ker stopinje težko odvajati, z radijanje lahko računati tukaj. The polar angle can go from zero, this is north pole, up to south pole, so pi, up to pi. And longitude can go from zero up to the whole circle, so 2 pi. Polarna razdalja lahko gre od nič, severni tečaj, do pi, južni tečaj, zemljepisna dolžina gre lahko od nič do 2 fi, ne? Ne vemo, kje smo, da zdaj ne zdi. Also in spherical coordinate systems we have unit vectors, unit vector 1r, in the direction of increasing r, unit vector 1 theta, in the direction of increasing theta, unit vector 1 phi, in the direction of increasing phi. The right-hand rule is specified as 1r times 1 theta is 1 phi. So we have to be very careful to write the coordinates in the right order to maintain the right-hand rule. Da obdržimo desnoročnost, moramo pisati smernike v okrogljenem koordinatnem sistemu v pravilnem vrstnem redu. Tudi tukaj velja ena r vektorsko, ena teta je ena fi, tako da držimo stvari. Zadržimo stvari, da se nam stvari ujemijo. Dokler se nam tu ujema, lahko vse uporabljamo, računamo skalarni produkt, računamo vektorski produkt, vse lahko računamo, koliko smo pisali v koordinatnem sistemu. If we keep to the rules, all computations are simple. So all this computing, a scalar product or a vector product, a dot product or a cross product, is very simple as long as we maintain orthogonality. This spherical coordinate system is always orthogonal. Polar angle is orthogonal to longitude, is orthogonal to height above sea level, the geographical coordinate system. And if we maintain the right-hand rule, if we maintain the right rule, we don't have problems with the sign of this result here. Everything is defined, everything is specified. Tisto, kar v krogelnem koordinatnem sistemu ni tako preprosto za razumeti, so razdalje. In spherical coordinate system, what is difficult to compute is distances. Bom narisal tukaj kroglo, ne, zemljo. Tako, pa nekaj podnevnikov.
nekaj usporednikov, ne?
No in zdaj, kje je naša naloga, ki moramo mi rešiti, ne? Naši dve španski študentki sta prišli iz Španije, tukaj, v Slovenijo, ne? In sta se peljali tukaj z avtom. So our two Spanish students came here from Spain, using their car to Slovenia. We have to calculate the distance from this point in Spain to this point in Slovenia. The latitude is almost the same, but the longitude is not the same. So they were driving their car along a parallel. Not along a meridian, but along a parallel. How much distance did their car make? So we started from a point that had here R, theta, phi 1, and we ended up with a point with R, theta, phi 2, to get to Slovenia with the car. What is the distance now? Or how much gas did the car use up? Pravi, moramo pogruntati, koliko goriva je zdaj avto porabo, da so se ne te naše dve študentki prepeljali iz Španije v Slovenijo. The only thing we know, edina stvar, kar vemo je, da R is constant, theta is constant, but we have a difference in the latitude, so imamo isto razdaljo od središča, več ali manj nadmorska višina se nekaj dosti spremenjuje. Imamo isto polarno razdaljo, smo šli po istem, po usporedniku smo šli, ampak razlika je v zemljepisni dolžini. Ne? Naša naloga je, our problem is, how to get from this difference in latitude to the distance actually made. Difference in latitude has units radians, and here we get to the distance has unit meters. So these two measurement units are not the same. As long as you're writing down your units in your problem, you will see that there is something we still have to do. If you don't write units like some people do, especially mathematicians don't write down units, then you are in big troubles. You don't know what you are talking about. You don't know whether this is a difference in the longitude or this is a distance in meters. Se pravi, če smo taki, kot kar packoli matematiki, ne, ki nikoli ne pišejo mestnih enot zraven, ne, takrat ne bomo nič vedeli, a smo se zmotili, a smo naredili prav stvari. Kako bomo zdaj te stvari izračunali? How to solve this problem? And there in mathematics we have an exact solution to this problem. Pravi, matematika daje točno in pred točen odgovor. In točen odgovor je dal francoski matematik Lamé. So the exact answer to this question was given by a French mathematician called Lamé. And the solution is called Lamé coefficients. Lamé coefficienti Lamé coefficients. What are Lamé coefficients? If we have an arbitrary curvilinear coordinate system, so imamo poljuben krivočrten koordinaten sistem, ki ima koordinate Q1, Q2, Q3, ne? Se pravi, with an arbitrary curvilinear coordinate, that is orthogonal. So we have right angle here, we have right angle here, we have right angle here.
among all three coordinates, but the coordinates are curvilinear, meridians and the parallels in the geographical coordinate system are curvilinear coordinates. They are not straight lines, they are circles. Se pravi, usporedniki in poldnevniki so krogi, niso ravne črte. Kakšen odgovor takrat imamo? Pot, ki jo naredimo, se pravi, the actual path we make, a small short length of path, is the corresponding Lamech coefficients times the difference in the coordinate. And if you have three coordinates, we can just put an index here. The difference in the coordinate, delta qi, times the Lamech coefficient, is the difference in the path length we make here. What is the definition of the Lamech coefficients? Kakšna definicija? Hi je kvadratni koren. Zdaj tukaj noter imamo pa delne odvode. Delni odvod x po koordinati qi na kvadrat in delni odvod y po qi na kvadrat in delni odvod z po qi na kvadrat. To je računski obrazec za zračunati ustrezen Lamejev koeficient z ta naš krivočrten koordinaten sistem, ki ima koordinate, krivočrtne koordinate Q1, Q2, Q3. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj v naših računih naš I je 1, 2 ali pa 3. Ne? So in an arbitrary, curvilinear, but orthogonal and right-handed. So it's 3D, it's orthogonal, it's right-handed. The geographical coordinate system corresponds to this. But it is not straight. It's curvilinear. In a curvilinear, we have to make this transformation with the Lamech coefficients. This is an arbitrary expression to calculate the Lamech coefficient that will actually convert this strange curvilinear coordinate into meters of distance. Ta čudna Lamejev koeficient bo pretvoril neko čudno koordinato, ki ima kvakaste merske enote, v metre. Tu je naloga. And we can now try to make some an example, lahko naredimo en poskus, en primer, kako bi izračunali Lamejeve koeficiente, recimo z krogelni koordinatni sistem. Ne? No, v krogelnem koordinatnem sistemu, kaj se tu tako packa? V krogelnem koordinatnem sistemu si moramo najprej zapisati, kakšna je povezava med koordinatami. Se pravi, if we want to compute the Lamech coefficients, we have to know the relationship between the Cartesian coordinate and the curvilinear coordinate. In a spherical coordinate system, x, y, and z can be computed as follows. Z is simply a projection of the distance r to the axis z. Here is right angle. Right angle over here. So z is simply r times cosine theta. The other two coordinates will have this component here. This is r times sine theta. And here we have to compute y. Here we have a rectangle. And here we have to compute x. So it's r times sine theta. R times sine theta. This is cosine phi and sine phi. These are the relationships between the spherical and Cartesian coordinate system. And we may try now to compute our Lamech coefficient. We may try to compute hr for the r coordinate. And we compute the partial derivative. The partial derivative x derivative to r. I is 1. Now we have to compute the derivative fx with respect to r.
This is sine. Well, the second component is y derived against q is and the third component r derived against r is only cosine. If you compute this, these two together give sine theta squared plus cosine theta squared, this is 1. So for r, there is no problem. If I climb a ladder, I specify my height in meters. And the distance I commit is again meters. So this Lamec coefficient is actually very simple. But the h theta is not so simple. H theta. If I go along the meridian, if I walk along the meridian, so if I go from here to Germany, but not to Spain, if I go to Germany, then I have to derive all three coordinates against theta. So we have the first component r times cosine theta phi plus r times sine theta minus times cosine, times sine. R. Derivative of cosine is minus sine. The last one. Is still cosine theta, sine phi squared, and the last one is r minus sine. The derivative of cosine is minus sine theta squared. If you compute all the things, so cosine phi, sine phi squared is 1, then cosine squared sine squared is again 1, but we are left with r. R is the Lamec coefficient for the meridian. And the Lamec coefficient for the longitude, so along a parallel. Now we have to derive everything against phi. So the first here is r times theta minus sine phi squared, and the second term is r sine theta cosine phi squared, and the last one is not a function of phi, so the derivative is 0 here. No? Sine phi squared, cosine phi squared is 1. The result is r times sine phi. So if we are traveling from Spain to Slovenia, we have to take in account both the radius and the latitude we are traveling. What are these coefficients in geographical coordinates? In geographical coordinates, r is 6378 kilometers. And what are the coefficients? So, HR is now 6378 kilometers per radian. Per radian, because we have to actually have this coordinate here specified in radians. We should not forget about it. And what is the HR is obviously 1. HR is 1. Sam će povesti kje?
Kafi
je sinus, ker odvajamo po odvajamo po fiju, ne? Odvajamo, moramo odvajati po fiju, po te tretje koordinati.
Rezultat je sinus
teta. Sinus teta, ja. Sorry, sinus teta.
Sinus
sem pravilno sem povedal, narobe sem prepisal.
In ta zaden Lamel koeficient se pravi hafi, je pa 6378 kilometrov na radian, krat sinus polarne razdalje. So the last one has also the latitude or our polar distance theta in its result. Kakšne so te številke v zemljepisnih koordinatah? Zemljepisne koordinate imamo v stopinjo, se pravi, te stvari lahko tudi drugače izražim. Če tu pretvorim v stopinje, tu je 111 kilometrov na stopinjo. In hafi je 111 kilometrov na stopinjo krat sinus teta. Tukaj, ne? No, zdaj za naše študentke, če vprašamo, so šle iz Španije. V Španiji so imele Fi ena je bil minus 5 stopinj. Spain is about 5 degrees west, am I correct? And Slovenia is Fi 2 is plus 15 degrees east. East is positive. So we have a delta phi of how much? Delta phi of 20 degrees. And we have the parallel here is 45 degrees north. So our polar angle theta is pi half minus 45 degrees north is approximately 1/4. So our result for our microefficient is 111 kilometers times per degree times here times 0.707, the sine of 45 degrees of pi 4. What is the distance we actually made? The distance we make with the car is now, the distance we make is h phi times delta phi. So it's 111 kilometers per degree. If we transform radians into degrees, times 0.77 times 20 degrees. Degrees and degrees cancel out, so we are left with kilometers for the distance. So this is 2200 times 0.7 is about 1500 kilometers. So probably 1500 kilometrov moramo narediti zato, ne? Kar bi bilo drugače, kot če bi šli po poldnevniku. Po poldnevniku bi naredili 2200 kilometrov za 20 stopinj po poldnevniku. Po usporedniku je samo 1500 kilometrov, ker je v lamelnem koeficientu tukaj noter še sinus teta. Če gremo na severni tečaj, na severni tečaj je se primil zono zastavca, ki so znanstveniki zapišli, tra la la, gremo okoli severnega tečaja in sem prvi scenariral vseh 360 stopinj po poldnevniku. Ne? So, what's the difference now between longitude and latitude? If we made 20 degrees along a meridian, that's latitude, that would be 2200 kilometers. A parallel is much shorter than a meridian. It's a smaller circle. We only make, if we travel from Spain to Slovenia, we only make 1500 kilometers, not 2200 kilometers. For the same 20 degrees. If I were in the North Pole and I hold to the flag, you know, there's a flag on the North Pole, and I walk around the North Pole, I can make all 360 degrees along the longitude just in a few steps. That's it for the first hour. To bo vse za prvo uro. Upam, mislim, da je to.